Now, our next speaker has been a stalwart supporter of the Stop the War Coalition throughout. He represents the Liberal Democrats on the Stop the War Coalition Steering Committee. He's a deputy chair of the Liberal Democrats nationally. Please welcome Donoghue McCarthy.
Thank you. Fellow peace marchers, can I first say a huge thank you to the people of Brent, because in voting Liberal Democrats and voting for the only party whose every single MP voted against this war, and in voting for Sarah Tether, you spoke for the people of Britain, not just for the people of Brent. Your vote was crucial for restoring the faith in our democracy. Your vote meant that our government cannot go to war against the will of the British people without paying the price in the ballot box. Blair is said to want to leave a legacy as Prime Minister. 50,000 dead, tens of thousands of people maimed and injured, a bill of over $100 million, some legacy for a Prime Minister. Yet a fraction of that money could have eliminated the scourge of world malaria, could have halted the crisis of AIDS in Southern Africa, could have dealt with the 40,000 British pensioners who die every year from the cold. That would have been a legacy that we could have been proud of. I will not waste my time and breath on asking Mr. Blair to listen. Like the brass monkey that could hear no evil, Mr. Blair does not hear the British people. A man who sold the Labour Party's soul now tries to sell our nation's soul. Tears poured down my face last week as I listened to Asmik Beck at our party conference relate the issue of his son, kidnapped by the US, taken to Guantanamo Bay, held without trial and basic human rights, a disgrace. Muslims too deserve human rights. But the Blair Bush Berlusconi neoconservative initiative is not just selling us out, it is actually going far beyond Iraq and Guantanamo. Blair has agreed that our citizens can be extradited to the US without any due process, some special relationship. Blair has allowed US corporations to buy our media, some special relationship. Not content in trying to sell our soul, not content in selling our human rights and free speech, Blair even wants to sell and force GM down our throats. As Charles Kennedy says, this is a permanently tarnished, soon to be former Prime Minister. With the people of Brent, you and we can actually stop this appalling neo-presidential system that governs us and put Britain back to where it deserves to be. A voice for peace, a voice for truth, and a voice against poverty. Thank you.